Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Thanks for joining us today on the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. I'm James Mick, Managing Director and Portfolio Manager with Tortoise Capital. With the tip-off of college basketball in the last week and a half, we have started the journey towards March Madness and the NCAA tournament for this season. With that in mind, it was almost 1 year ago that OPEC met and decided to hold production quotas flat, kicking off what has been a season of energy market madness. Like upsets in the NCAA tournament, volatility has reigned supreme. From a commodity perspective, crude oil traded off about 1% for the week ending November 20th. Another week of inventory builds led to the decline. Natural gas had a rough week as well, as warm weather led to a storage build as opposed to the typical seasonal draw, resulting in a declining price. Record inventory levels heading into heating season, combined with the potential for a warm winter, continue to pressure the price of natural gas, which ended last week at just over $2. Further declines in the rig count also took place as U.S. onshore shed another 10 rigs, moving down to 757 total, a full 1,172 below last year. The entire decline occurred in crude oil as natural gas rigs held flat. Energy markets were mixed last week. The broader S&P Energy Index was up 1.5%. Exploration and production companies were down 60 basis points, and MLPs were down about 1.2%. Some of the noteworthy items included a prominent midstream family analyst day, a continuation of capital market activity, and an MLP industry conference. The Energy Transfer Family of Partnerships hosted investors and analysts in Dallas on Monday and Tuesday for a glimpse at their outlook for 2016 and beyond. Companies covered included Sunoco Logistics Partners, Sunoco LP, Energy Transfer Partners, and the general partner of all three, Energy Transfer Equity. Additionally, the proposed acquisition of Williams Companies was discussed, including the synergies expected and the strategic value of the combined company's asset footprint. The key takeaways were centered on the value of diversification and the extensive backlog of growth projects at the family of partnerships. For example, Sunoco Logistics highlighted the entity's combined $7.5 billion CapEx spend for the 2014 to 2016 time period, which is almost as much as the company's current equity market cap of just under $12 billion. Not to be outdone, Energy Transfer Partners highlighted their $5 billion CapEx program for 2016, focused on natural gas projects. Of course, bulls pointed towards the continued need for new infrastructure and the resultant distribution growth, and bears pointed to the need to raise capital in a challenging market to fund the large CapEx programs. As a nice lead-in, capital markets generally continued to thaw, specifically for MLPs. Sunoco LP executed a large pipe transaction, a private investment in public equity, to support a drop-down of retail fuel assets from Energy Transfer Partners. Valero Energy Partners completed an overnight equity offering, raising approximately $200 million to fund drop-downs from the parent, Valero Energy Corp. On the negative front for capital markets, the proposed IPO of Noble Midstream Partners was postponed by management due to an unfavorable price. Thawing, yes. Completely healed, definitely not. We also spent a couple days in Dallas at a timely MLP conference, given the end of 3Q earnings season. Overall, the tone was generally neutral, as some companies were bullish and others were bearish. Themes remained centered on uncertainty around E&P CapEx budgets, what was causing all the volatility in the market, and why the entire space was being painted with the same broad brush, i.e. following the plight of crude oil. Our focus was on growth projects, capital market access, and balance sheet strength. While certainly beneficial, we came away pleased there were no changes to our belief that long-haul pipelines remain strong investments. Well, that's all the time we have for you this week. Enjoy the holidays, and we look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next guest. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise Capital Advisors believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.